Tom Ford/Show. Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, I'm a little depressed because we had our first week in Austin, Texas today where we didn't have a 90-degree day, and that upsets me. And now the sun is setting earlier. They're about to screw us again with this daylight savings time bull crap. Not a fan. Not a fan, I got to tell you. Not really ready for this cold weather, and then short days. Not ready for that. Other than that, though, here we are, the InfoWars War Room Live. We're halfway through the show. We're taking your calls. I already missed summer, I have to tell you. But first, I want to play a couple of these Kamala clips. Here she is screaming. She is really just breaking down, falling apart at this point. Here she is screaming at her rally today, clip 14.
Should never again have the privilege of standing behind the seal of the President of the United States. Never again. Never again.
My goodness. Who is that appealing to? Yikes. Now, she had a rally yesterday where somebody got into the rally, and they vet their crowds that get access to these rallies now, by the way, because they're so scared of protesters coming up and embarrassing her. One made it in, said, "Jesus is Lord," and that triggered Kamala, clip 15.
With the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. Mm-hmm. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
The smaller one.
Come on.
The smaller one. Oh, my gosh. Please. Please. That is just ludicrous to pretend like Trump doesn't have the biggest rallies of all time. Kamala's crowds are about 10% of what Donald Trump gets. I mean, Elon Musk is not even running for president and basically does this pop-up tour of Pennsylvania. He's getting the same crowd size as Kamala Harris is. Oh, my gosh. That is just crazy. But somebody says Jesus is Lord, and that triggers Kamala. I am curious. Does Kamala have any faith? Does she have a religion? Notice how she doesn't really talk about that. Nobody really asks about that. Is she a Christian? Is she Jewish? Is she Hindu? What is even Kamala? What? Does anybody even know? Was she mocking Christianity? Was she mocking Catholics there? Is that why she didn't go to the Al Smith dinner? Does she hate Catholics? Nobody really asks her about that. Isn't that strange? Maybe that's just a sign of the times. But I don't know, has a candidate ever gotten away with just having no religious identity or faith identity before? Look at that. Is this right now, guys? Oh, my gosh. This is her live right now. So it's her second rally of the day. She's screaming. She's screaming already. This crowd is tiny. I wonder if they'll even switch to that second camera shot. There it is. Look at this. Oh, my gosh. Kamala has a tiny crowd in Michigan. Do we have audio here that we could? Yeah. Okay, folks, audio audience. This is a tiny crowd in Lansing, Michigan right now. Her earlier rally in Michigan had a tiny crowd as well. Trump is in Detroit, and he'll have probably 10,000 people. There's already a line outside of the venue. It's outside of the arena. They can't even fit them all in. Let's pipe this up real quick. We'll go back to the calls.
It's about investing in the industries that built America.
Here we go.
Like steel, iron, the great American auto industry.
The auto industry.
And we will
okay.
ensure.
Just take it down. I can't even. Oh.
Advanced batteries.
No.
But built.
It's just so annoying. Like, talk to anybody who works in the steel industry or the oil industry for that matter. But she brings up steel. She brings up the auto industry. Talk to anybody who works in the steel industry. Talk to anybody who works in the auto industry. Donald Trump was the greatest thing that's happened in modern American history to those industries. Donald Trump was trying to do everything he could to bring car manufacturing back to America and keep it from going to Mexico specifically. That was Donald Trump. They were turning on all these steel mills. Steel workers were being hired under Donald Trump. They're all back out of work again under Biden-Harris. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. I'm just sick of it. All right, let's take a phone call or two now. Let's go to Randy in Kansas. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just want to point out a couple of things. First, the other night, I thought you did great in your debate. And the other guy, what's his fruitcake's name?
Steve Bonnell, and he goes by a stripper's name. He goes by a female stripper's name, Destiny.
Does he still live with his mom in the basement or something?
No, I mean, honestly, no. I mean, he does pretty well. I'm pretty sure he makes like millions of dollars from a Democrat super PAC. So he does well. He doesn't have to live with mommy. He just looks like it.
Yeah, yeah. And a couple of things. I think the word appointed for Miss Ding Dong there, it should be anointed. It's just like some royalty getting anointed up there to that position because, you know, she never had to do anything. And then another point I'd like to bring out is that back in 2020, there was an awesome lady named Tulsi Gabbard running for president. And now everybody's saying, oh, we want a female of color president. And that Jesse Ventura, I don't know what happened to him. He's kind of turncoat now. He's saying, oh, I want to see a black woman as president. And okay, well, I don't mind that either, but you need somebody that's going to do the job. And if I remember right, if my memory serves me right, Ms. Gabbard was banned and chastised and belittled and everything to the point where she just got out of the race.
Well, she was polling. She lasted longer than Harris. She got more votes than Harris. She was polling higher than Harris.
Yes, but then she started getting banned, if I remember right. She started getting banned and
Well, yeah, they didn't want her on the stage anymore because they were trying to get Biden across the finish line.
And there's no way because she speaks articulate and she's intelligent. She's a veteran and she'd blow him out of the water. But anyhow. I just want to point that out is the fact that, you know, now everybody wants this woman of color, but nobody wanted to vote for, you know, Tulsi Gabbard or anything back then. And they wanted to actually put her down and chastise her and everything. You know, it's kind of an oxymoron, I guess. But anyhow, this is the point I was trying to make. And thank you for taking my call.
Well, look, I would say if there's any female that I've seen that could be considered presidential, it would probably be Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I don't know. You know, obviously, these are all hypotheticals. I mean, if it was Tulsi Gabbard against Kamala Harris, I'd obviously vote for Tulsi Gabbard. But, you know, I don't know if I would vote for her for president, per se, if there was a better option. But just as far as a female running for president in America, as far as a woman running for president, I mean, Gabbard is probably the only one that, I would say is presidential, that I've seen that is presidential and worthy of the position that I would consider voting for. There's no others that I've seen that I would consider voting for. And I mean, as a man, are we scared of women, or, really, as a man, can we vote for a woman president? I mean, really.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't, but we need somebody that can do the job. We can. Could you imagine, and hopefully God forbid it ever happens, but could you imagine Kamala Harris at like a G8, G12 conference? The translators would be going ballistic. Go, what? I don't know what she's saying. How are they going to translate this constant word salad that she spews out? They'll be quitting. They'll be dropping it. Boss, look, I can't translate this. She's a buffoon, you know.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I mean, again, Gabbard is the only woman I've ever seen that would be worthy of me considering voting for her. I don't know what it would take for America to have a woman president. I got to be honest. I think as long as there is a male up there, it might be hard for a woman to become president in this country. And I get it. Totally get it. I don't think that's misogynistic at all. But then they act like, oh, you won't vote for a woman. You're misogynistic. You won't vote for a woman. You're scared of a woman. Well, maybe it's my preference. I just don't want a female president. But no, Gabbard is the only one that I've ever seen that would be that would ever get my vote. I mean, maybe like a Marjorie Taylor Greene, if she wanted to run. But Kamala Harris, if that's your first female president, that's an embarrassment. Hillary Clinton, that would have been.